Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets posted modest gains after a relatively muted session as investors digested the minutes of the Federal Reserve's January monetary policy meeting. The Dow closed up 63 points, or 0.2%, broader S&P 500 adding 0.6%. The Nasdaq eked out a 0.03% gain, enough to secure its eighth consecutive session advance, the longest such streak since August last year. Federal Reserve minutes showed that officials were divided on the need to raise interest rates further in 2019. However, almost all Fed officials agreed that it would be desirable to announce before too long a plan to stop reducing the asset holdings of the central bank later this year. In US corporate earnings, CVS Health fell sharply after issuing a weaker than expected earnings forecast for 2019. That update coming after the company closed a US $70 billion deal to acquire health insurer Aetna in November last year. Southwest Airlines was also down sharply after slashing its revenue guidance, citing the impact of the partial US government shutdown. A very busy night on US corporate earnings tonight, with Domino's Pizza, Dropbox and Kraft Heinz among a host of companies slated to report earnings. Europe's main markets were firmer, Germany's DAX gaining 0.8% and France's CAC up 0.7%. In broader stock moves, Swiss investment bank UBS fell over 3% after a French court found it guilty of illegally soliciting clients in France and laundering the proceeds of tax invasion. The bank was fined 4.5 billion euros. London's FTSE was up 0.7%, with Lloyds Banking Group adding 4.7% after Britain's biggest mortgage lender raised its dividend and announced a share buyback, despite weaker than expected annual profit growth. Elsewhere, Glencore PLC rose 2.5% after the miner announced a $2 billion US share buyback and an 8% rise. Glencore rose 2.5% after announcing a US $2 billion share buyback and an 8% rise in full-year adjusted earnings. However, J. Sainsbury PLC fell 18.6% after the UK's competition regulator said that the supermarket's planned US $9.5 billion takeover of Walmart Inc.-owned Asda should either be blocked or would require the sale of a significant number of stores. Base metals were up strongly across the board, copper rallying up 1.5% to just over $2.91 a pound, its highest settlement since the 10th of July last year. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 1.1%, nickel up 2.1%, and zinc with a 1.4% gain. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $1.21, or 1.4%, to $88 a metric tonne, an even bigger slide for lower grade 58% fines, which were down 1.6% at $68.61 a metric tonne. Gold futures added $3.10 to $1,347.90 an ounce, the highest close for the yellow metal since the 19th of April last year. Elsewhere on precious metals markets, palladium hit a fresh record all-time high above $1,500 US an ounce. All prices were higher, WTI rising 83 cents to $59.62 a barrel, the highest settlement since the 12th of November last year. The March contract expired at the conclusion of the session overnight. Brent gained 63 cents, or approximately 1%, to $67.08 a barrel after touching a fresh record high for 2019 of $67.38 a barrel earlier in the session. Focus now turns to the official weekly inventory data released tonight. US 10-year Treasury yields inched 0.3 of a basis point higher to 2.65%, and the Australian dollar was little changed, buying around 71.63 US cents. The key release today on the Australian economic calendar is the Australian January jobs report, released at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.